Today, learning from Nishas Chaim Lutz, Rishai, Moshe, and Neil Rivka, Moshe, Zeri, Shamalach, Harvesha, Rizkus, Vashleim, Chaim, Moshe, Malcolm, and Brachim, Vassar, Malcolm, Not Yitzchak, and Pekel Dina, Rizkus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding, we started the Halachas of Kiddush, Simon, Resh, Ayin, Aleph. I believe we got to the Sif Katan Beis in the Mishnah Brura, in the middle of Sif Aleph. Just as a quick refresher, we mentioned the Iker that we mentioned so far is that Kiddush is a Daraisa. The Mechaber went with the Rambam Shita that when you said Kiddush by Shmoneh Esrei, by Ma'ariv, you're already Yotze Daraisa, and therefore the Kiddush that you're making at home is a Darabanon, because the Rabbanon were Mesakin that you should make Kiddush al Hakos. But again, according to the Rambam, and that seems to be the way that the Mechaber is headed over here, is that Kiddush is a Daraisa. You are Yotzi a Daraisa by Ma'ariv, and at home you're making a Kiddush Darabanan, at least for yourself. For others, there may be a Daraisa aspect of it, but at least for yourself, you are making Kiddush the Rabbanan because you're already Yotzi by Ma'ariv. So that's the we'll talk about this a little bit more. But that's the way the Mechaber seems to be learning. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Beis. So he says you should make Kiddush right away. Umikol Makot, Mayanochen Likreis Kriya Shema Mikodem. Remember, if you daven Ma'ariv early, says the Mishnah Berurah, and before Tzeis, and therefore your Kriya Shema was before Tzeis. So now you come home, you have a Chiyuv in Kriya Shema. Better to read Kriya Shema first and then go into your meal. Mistapik Shebeis HaKnesses Leikara Bezmana. If you are concerned or you're not sure if you read Kriya Shema Bezman, meaning after Tzeis in the Bismadush, Ha'ilel v'simen reish samazayim v'shabruv sivkat nevav, we discussed this at length. Not everybody says you have to do it right away. You can make yourself a reminder. Somebody should remind you, but certainly we should be remembering, especially if we daven Kabbalah Shabbos early, if we daven Kriya Shema before Tzeis, we should remember to relearn Kriya Shema. Kosef HaRamba, Perichav Tes Mehilchus Shabbos, Mitzvahs Asei Min HaTorah, Lekadesh es yom haShabbos dvarim. So this Rambam, which we've mentioned previously, is there's a mitzvah asay to make kiddush on Shabbos using words shenema zochar. Remember, mention es yom haShabbos lekadesh. You should be mekadesh the Shabbos with zochar koloimer zochreyu zechira shevach the kiddush. You should praise it and be mekadesh it using your words. Umidivrei sefer midrabanan. Oh, we've discussed this other times, the Rav's giving many shurim, why all the major mitzvahs are on wine. On a simple level, wine is something that can be used for the worst things. Wine can be used for the best things, right? Used in moderation, used properly, it can be a mitzvah. Okay, so we make, the Chachamim said, all these major things, benching, havdalah, kiddush, all should be al hayayin. V'chein kasva toisus. And Taisus and Sukkah, the Alayayin, Hurak, Midarabanan. The wine part is the Rabbanan. The Kosav HaMagen Avram, Lefize, Midaraisa, the Kiddush, Shayma, Betvila, Sagi. Says the Magen Avram, according to this, when I davened, I was Yotze Kiddush. The Kroksiv, Zochas, Yoyma, Shabbos, or Zochai, so I did it. The Kiddush, B'makam Suda, Midarabanan. I have to make Kiddush by my Suda, that's only the Rabbanan. Kamashi Kosav, Eseyasa, Besimon, Reish, Samachthes. The Hebei Magen Avraham Raya Lizet. Magen Avraham brings a Raya Min Hagemara. The Yotzei Min HaTorah B'Tefila. Yotzei Min HaTorah B'Tefila. Al Kein Im Safek Loyin Kiddush Oloy. And Sarach Lachse LaKaddish. I'm middle of my meal. We're going to discuss this later in the Siman. And I remember I didn't make Kiddush. There's halachas what you're supposed to do. What happens if I'm not sure? So according to this, that I was already Yotzei my Daraisa by Davening. Safek Drabanan LaHakol. So therefore the Sfeik Drabanan LaKula. So therefore I should not make Kiddush again, if I'm not sure. Gam the cotton shagil chinuch. If that's the case, a cotton that reached chinuch, yachal lahaitzi lefi zafil legadol bekiddush my gadol spal kvar. A cotton that is hagil chinuch, his making kiddush is only the rabbanon. But if my kiddush, because I daven ma'ariv already, is also only the rabbanon, a cotton can be yaitzi me. Ve'ulam yesh lefakfik bezeharba. He says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so pashut. Da kaimel on leil b'simon samach siv dalad. The mitzvah tzvicha is kavano losseis basiyas hamitzvah. Basiyas hamitzvah. You need to have in mind that I want to be yoytz of the mitzvah. Umestama eimed derech olam lechavin lotzis as mitzvahs asay the zacha betvila. So what the Bialacha discusses much more at length. So I'll explain to you what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us over here. We When I ask anybody here, when do you make Kiddush? What do you mean? I get home from shul, I make Kiddush. Yeah, it's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. Yeah, there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says, mitzvah say to make Kiddush. When do you do that? By the meal, right? So when I'm davening, do I have a chlal enter my mind to be Yotze Kiddush? I mean, it's not even on the contrary. I think I'm davening, which is what I am doing. I'm not even entering my mind Kiddush. So if that's the case, how is I Yotze Kiddush by davening? Pas, a person who's in shul, he knows. I have a table set at home. I have a nice bottle of wine breathing. I got my sourdough. I got the water challah all ready to go. When am I going to make kiddush? I'm going to come home. Chachamim said we should do it al yayin. When am I going to make kiddush? I come home. The Now, the guy's already tickled Talmud Chacham. You ask him, where's it better to be yotze kiddush? What do you mean? Of course, it's better to do it at home. That's what the Chachamim said. It should be near your meal. It should be al yayin. So why would I be yotze kiddush by Ma'ariv? There's a lot of other shailas. As the bialacha, it's a very, you see here on the right side, it's a very long bialacha. Okay, basically, he is now questioning this whole premise of the Magen Avraham's explanation in the Rambam, and the whole premise of the approach that the Mechaber took, that when I daven Ma'ariv, I was Yotza Kiddush Midaraisa. He says, could be. If I have in mind, I say, listen, not sure what's going to be later today. I'm not sure if I'm going to have wine. I'm not sure I'm going to have challah. Maybe I have an emergency. I'm not sure I'm going to be by my meal. I may not even be able to make kiddush tonight. Therefore, let me have in mind that I want to be yotze kiddush d'oraisa tefillah. Of course, you can do that. He says, but stam, if you ask a person, that's not what a person did. So if that's the case, that when I come home, my kiddush is over here d'oraisa. Now this changes things drastically. Suffolk, I got to make it again according to this. Cotton cannot be mitzvah me according to this, right? So depending which way you go, it changes the rules very, very much. Okay. Okay, yeshlim noyam, it says you that kiddush cotton. Don't have a cotton be yotzi kiddush. Remember, cotton is the rabbanim for sure. But even if you're gonna say, I don't know how to make kiddush myself, so I'm gonna listen to a cotton, I'll repeat every word with him. It's also not so good. Unless I'm being yotze with the cotton, meaning I'm repeating after the cotton. If I don't want to be yotze with it, means I have to have my own cups. Okay, he says if I have my own cup, then it's like me making my own kiddush. The kiddush of Yantav is separate thing. He says kiddush of Yantav is the rabbanon, and it's a kiddush of Shabbos. If you have Yontif on Erev Shabbos, so Friday's Yontif, and Shabbos is right afterwards, I only have one cup. Remember, Shabbos is the Daraisa, Yontif is the Rabbanon, so certainly I should leave that case for Shabbos. The bottom line is, because we're going to get, this is going to be again much more for the rest of the Siman, the bottom line is, yes, Enechanami, you could be Yotze Midaraisa by Shmoneh Esrei. And according to the way the Magen Avraham is learning, according that the Rambam is telling us, we are Yotze. However, the Bialacha questions this greatly, says it's not so pashut. And according to that, and even some students say, you should dafka not have a mind to be Yotze by davening, and this way you should do your Daraisa when you come home. But regardless, according to many, your Kiddush at home is a Daraisa when you're making the Kiddush, and it makes a very, very big difference. As we saw, just some of these things, practically, it will make a difference in Halacha. We will get more into this as we move throughout the Siman. Let's now go to Sif Beis. Nashim chayavis b'kiddush. Nashim are mechuyim b'kiddush. Af al pi shehi mitzvah saseh shel zman grama, even though it's a mitzvah perish, mitzvah saseh had pluyiv zman. We know that any mitzvah saseh, that is a specific time, nashim are paturim, this is one of the several exceptions to the rule. Why? Misim the iskish zacha l'shama. We are makish zacha l'shama. We just learned the Aseret HaDibros 2 days ago. And we have the two times in the Torah it says the Aseret HaDibros. One time it says Zacha, one time it says Shama. We all know the famous Gemara, Zacha v'Shama, b'dibur echad. They were both said together at the same time. So whoever is in Shamar is in the mitzvah of Zachar. Vahani Nashi, the women, Haya v'sniya v'shmira, they have a mitzvah of Shmira. They have to keep Shabbos, right? That we know. So therefore, Zacha v'Shama, esniya v'schira. What is the Zacha we just said? Zachar is Mei Kiddush. So therefore, the women are mechuyev in kiddush. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The iskish zacha l'shama. The zacha siyamish l'kachay amura ha'amah b'dibur suri shaynes, which we learned this past Shabbos. The zacha siyamah Shabbos l'kachay. The second time where it's going to be say Shamer, which is said in the second set of Aseres HaDibros. They were both said together. Vizacha Koyam, it's to say the Kiddush. Canal, as we mentioned in Sif Aleph, Zacha refers to the mitzvah of making Kiddush. Vishamer Koyam, Shmir Melacha. Shamer means don't do Melacha on Shabbos. Ugishem, which is a loisase. Kishem, Shiva Isa Melacha, Bavanagam, we know that the women are not allowed to do the adumalacha, the mitzvahs loisase, ain't chilik ben zman grama, ben shein zman grama. When it comes to mitzvahs loisase, the women are mechuyev, whether it's a zman grama or not a zman grama. Kein bas asay the zacha, the mitzvahs asay of zacha, even though it's a mitzvahs asay, shas zman grama, nashim mitzvahs, nashim are mechuyev in it. Upashit, the cotton, any mitzvahs isha. Now, a cotton can certainly not be mitzvah isha, the loyasir abanim makadairaisa. Now, a cotton is a darabanan. A woman is a dairaisa. So the woman cannot be, the cotton cannot be mitzi, the woman. Now, if there is a situation, for whatever reason, a cotton has to be mitzi the woman, the simple eight says, we'll see, the woman should daven ma'ariv, have in mind to be yaitza kiddush, because then we said, if you have in mind to be yaitza kiddush from ma'ariv, she certainly goes from a dairaisa to rabbanon, and then the cotton. But Philim, who then you'd give on this next thing, is a very important rule. Afilu ben yud gimel. The child is 13 years old. Cheshin Hashem Elohai v'shtei sarus. When it comes to 13, we only say the chazaka that he's a gadol if he already has a zaken. He has a beard. But if he doesn't have a zaken, he's a suffix that he bring two sarus or not. The mili deraisa loy samchina chazaka. The mekimin shagil chal shana. We don't say the chazaka since he reached 13. Agir ilchal samani sarus. He already has shtei sarus. Achi smali zikna until his beard grows in. Kamoy shekatz b'chayshem isu simulam and hey. So therefore, the katan, the 13-year-old bar mitzvah boy, you're not sure, right? So if you're going away to eat your meal on Shabbos, you're invited out to a simcha, and your 13-year-old son or 14-year-old son is at home who doesn't yet have a beard, and your 15-year-old daughter is at home as well. Your 15-year-old daughter, zicha deraisa. Your 14-year-old son is maybe suffolk hevishtei sairis or not hevishtei sairis. So it's a suffolk if he can be mitzvah her or not. Vim any adas l'kachrat. So what happens if your daughter says, no, I'm not making kiddush? Well, she doesn't know how, or she refuses. The man makes kiddush. Either she should say along every word and have a mind to be yitzah with her own kiddush. Since she's saying in Nakshe Pas Hayayim Munach Gamal from their base kiddush, she have her own pas or her own wine. She shouldn't rely on the kais that the 14-year-old is holding, or a pas biyadai, or the bread that he's holding. You're not being yaitz for kiddush. This solution will work. So you have one solution: is you have to tell your daughter, listen to your son's kiddush. Say every word, but have your own cup of grape juice, your own cup of wine in front of you. That is assuming that your daughter did not daven. If she davened, according to the Magen Avraham, she was Yotze Kiddush Daraisa. Anyway, she's beautiful. Then she can rely on your 14-year-old, and we'll go over this outside. He can have a mind to be made, sir. Why? Because it's sex faker. It's beautiful. Go back to our situation. I have my 14-year-old son at home, right? Who's a suffolk hevishtei sairis or not. I have my daughter at home, who is 15 years old, for argument's sake, right? She's zicha mechuyev deraisa, he may or may not. But if she davens ma'ariv, not kabbal Shabbos, that's not enough. She had to have daven ma'ariv, because that's what kiddush is. She davens ma'ariv on Friday night, so now it's a zay. Me one, it's a sex faker. Number one, if we follow the Magen Avraham, she's no longer the Raisa's Darabana. So it makes no difference if he's Hevishtei Cyrus or not. Number two, suffix number two, is maybe he did bring two Cyrus, and maybe he is a Daraisa. Therefore, there's no problem. You want to go even further, tell your daughter that when she davens Meir, she should have in mind to be Yotze Kiddush Daraisa, then certainly your 14-year-old son would be able to make Kiddush for her. You have two people, you're sitting at the same table, and you each want to buy a simcha. You have two people at the same table, you each want to make kiddush for your b'nei bayis. You shouldn't do it yourself, because the people won't be able to hear, because there's a rule We say two kailas, two sounds are not heard at the same time. Others disagree with this and they say, no, it's not a problem. Since it's chavav alehem, they want to hear the Kiddush, they're able to differentiate and hear the two voices separately. But again, if you can avoid this, there's no reason not to avoid it, and you can be yotze according to everyone's shita. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and Amir Tashem, we will continue tomorrow.